Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Time now to head over to the BetQL guest hotline. You can download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. We're joined by Kenny Blake, the head coach of the Howard Bison. They are tipping off the NCAA tournament against Wagner as part of the first four in Dayton. 6:40 p.m. tip tonight.
Wow.
Game is tonight.
Congratulations.
Coach Blakeney, how are you? Thanks for joining us, man. We know you're busy.
What are you doing calling me Coach Blakeney, man? Come on.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, congrats, bro.
Thank you. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. We're excited for you. You know, this has just been such a good two-year run for you. You know, you get to the tournament last year, first time in a long time since the early 90s. Now back-to-back, never been done before in school history. Beat Norfolk both years in Norfolk to get to, you know, to the championship this year. Just a really good run, and it's unbelievable, Coach. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but you were so banged up this year with injuries. You're basically playing six guys. You know, Warfield gets hurt in the Dell State Championship, and he only plays half the game, and you're bringing Elijah Williams in. You're basically just playing five guys for most of that second half, and you get it done, man. How are you guys doing it with such a banged-up squad?
Jay, I think, you know, when you look at the totality of everything that's gone through with us this year, we've lost 82 games due to injuries with guys in our rotation, right, which is probably unheard of, and especially unheard of for us to be at this point in the season. And it's unfortunately, it became the norm with guys just being out. And it's like, okay, who's going to be at practice today? Because we don't know,
right,
until we actually start practicing. And it was kind of the same thing with games. We didn't know who was going to be healthy enough to play and who would be ready to go. So it just got to a point where I think the next man up kind of, you know, quote, just became a very natural thing for us in our program. But wow, what a run. And I just think it goes to show, like, you know, the type of young men and the character that we have on our team to be so resilient and finding ways when we needed to down the stretch to be really good and play efficient basketball.
You know, you and I were texting over the weekend, especially after the game, and I know you felt like it was pretty much a lock that you guys were going to be in the play-in in Dayton. And I was hoping that you wouldn't be in that first day. I was hoping maybe the second day. How do you feel about playing, you know, obviously on Sunday or on Saturday and then having to play on Tuesday, travel out there to Dayton and play on Tuesday with a banged up squad? You feel okay about it? I mean, it's all adrenaline now, bro.
Oh, I feel honored to have a chance to be able to play tonight. Like, there's a lot of teams that would like to be in our place, and we have that opportunity. I'll say this, Jay. When we were driving up to University of Dayton, you know, their basketball facility yesterday, like, I got chill bumps, you know, like, where it was one of those things. It was sort of electric in my body just thinking of all the games that I've seen on, you know, this Tuesday or Wednesday that have been played here at Dayton that have kind of amplified the start of March Madness. You know, Dayton's a basketball city. It's a basketball town. And, you know, all the eyes of college basketball will be watching our game tonight. It's the only game that will be televised at that time slot.
Yep.
So we will have an opportunity to, I think, really amplify the university, Howard University, and our brand. And, you know, for tonight, it's going to be a two-hour infomercial about Howard University, which is great.
How is Warfield's ankle? Because he hurt that in the Del State game.
Yeah, it's a high ankle sprain. It actually happened several weeks ago. So when he came back against Morgan, it was his first time out, really just getting out on the court. I think he might have had one practice before that game. So I am just, like, so thrilled on how well he played, being out for about 3 weeks with that ankle and coming back. And, you know, the word resilient is just another, you know, with him, it's the same thing. The ankle is very tender. It's very sore. So if he lands the wrong way or cuts the wrong way, it's going to hurt a little bit. So he was in and out of the game with Del State and in and out of the game with Norfolk State, but found a way to keep going. And I loved his expression after the game, man. He was just so emotional because he had put so much into this year. But, you know, he's a guy that's probably missed close near 10 games due to injuries for us this year.
Right.
How do you deal with such a quick turnaround? Jason kind of touched on it, but just in terms of scouting, like, do you feel like you've got everything you need to know on Wagner, your opponent, or do you just go out there and just play your game? That's basically all you can do.
Yeah, it's one of those things where we've done our work in terms of watching as many games as you can watch in probably a 36-hour period or so.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more of a focus on you and your team, I think, at this point in time. Can we be a team that remain in character? Having it be a nationally televised game, are guys going to be auditioning for, you know, professional opportunities or auditioning in our new landscape of college basketball for NIL dollars?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to remain in character. We have to play Howard basketball. And if we do those things, I think we'll have a great chance to, you know, play pretty well.
I only saw Wagner play once. I saw him, watch him in the championship game of the conference tournament. You know, they finished down the road a little bit in the conference standings, but they did, and they lost to Coppin this year, and Coppin was 2-27. They were the worst team in the MEAC. Wagner does play good defense. They don't score a ton of points, but they are, I think they're sixth in the country in team defense, allowing like 63 a game. So what did you notice about them when you were scouting them?
Yeah, that's a huge part of it, Jason. When I'm watching them, they're a really solid and sound defensive team. As you mentioned, they're one of the top defensive teams in the country. The other thing is that they're one of the slower pace playing teams in the country. Their pace is at 361st in the country. So they want to use a lot of time. For them, they've had a lot of success when they've kept their opponents in the 50s. So they want to play a slow pace game. And for us, we'd like that game to be in the 70s and the 80s. Yep. So it's going to be, as Coach Wooten would say, a fight of two different tempos. Can we get the game going a little faster? And can they slow it down a little bit?
We're joined by Kenny Blakeney, Howard's men's basketball coach. They're taking on Wagner tonight in Dayton. So your reward, if you get past Wagner, is you get to pack your bags, then get on a plane and fly to North Carolina to take on the number one
Charlotte
seed, North Carolina, in their backyard, basically a home game for the Tar Heels? Have you even started to think that far ahead, or is that just like, let's take care of Wagner first, then we'll deal with the Tar Heels, formidable opponent next?
No, obviously, when you look at the brackets, you know who the next opponent is, right? But it's one of those things, we got to win the game against Wagner. It's just, like I said, it'd be an honor to be on the same court as Wagner. And if we're successful tonight, it would be an honor to be on the same court as the Tar Heels. We have to take it. We can't get to game two unless we take care of game one.
Right. Can you kind of give people the backstory on Seth Towns, who is one of your starting forwards? It's kind of a crazy story because I think I heard during the game he graduated from high school in 2016. All right, so he's 8 years out of high school. He's on his third college. He started out at Harvard, transferred to Ohio State, and now obviously in his first year with you guys at Howard. But he's had some injuries. But literally, I mean, he's 8 years out of high school and he's still playing college ball. It's
That's just awesome. It's
a crazy story.
Yeah, he's 26. He's 26, and freshmen usually check into college at 17 or 18.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the top players in the country coming out of high school in 2016, 2017, and chose to go to Harvard and went there, played a little bit his first year. Second year, he was the MVP of the Ivy League as a sophomore, which, I think that's only been done a few times. And then the next couple of years while at Harvard, he sustained a really bad knee injury, which – for a lot of people, probably would have taken him out of his career completely. And he was on a path, Jason, that was, he was an NBA prospect, mm-hmm. and probably would be, two or three years in the NBA right now if he did not get injured. So did not complete his eligibility at Harvard, had 2 years, I think, there remaining, graduated from Harvard, was from Columbus, Ohio, grew up a Buckeye fan. Mom went to Ohio State, whole family Ohio State fans. And when he was born, the story is the first thing he ever put on was an Ohio State scarlet and gray outfit.
Mm.
So it's in his blood. It was something like a lifelong dream for him to go to Ohio State. So he chose to go to Ohio State over Duke and other schools once he was in the transfer portal. Played one season there and sustained a little bit of an injury and could not complete his other years of eligibility, but got a master's degree from Ohio State, took last year off to just kind of rest his body and his mind because so much had gone into becoming a good player that I think he just needed a break from basketball and from everything. We got a call in the spring that said, hey, Seth Towns may be interested in coming to Howard. And I had known the story. Tommy Amaker, the coach at Harvard, is a mentor of mine. I followed Seth's career. I knew everything about him. I knew even his stuff that he's done out in the community with his social justice work. So he fit everything that we embody with our basketball program. So I wanted him, Jason, if he was a basketball player or not, because I just thought that he could be a great mentor, a great, as right. we call him, Uncle Seti to our guys. When he came to Howard, he hadn't even started to really play competitive basketball. He was just doing shooting drills and starting to move a little bit and seeing if his body could sort of kind of, react to what he was kind of going, the exercises he was doing.
Right.
So we have a great physical therapist at Howard, a guy named Bobby, that he started to work with. And slowly but surely, he started doing some one-on-one, started doing some two-on-two, started doing some three-on-three, half court. And sure enough, he jumped into practice one day, and we were like, he's a little different.
Right.
Yeah, he's a little different. So this is a great part of the story. One of my really good friends, and he's one of the part owners of the Charlotte Hornets right now, Jason Goldblatt, had the same knee surgery that Seth Towns had.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I were talking about, how can we, do things to protect him. And so there's a brace that Jason Goldblatt, he plays every day, wears.
Right.
And, you know, I asked Jason, I said, hey, do you think that would help Seth? And we were able to find a brace, and he's been wearing this knee brace that has given him so much security and comfort throughout the year.
Hey, I noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he had he averaged 14 a game for you, so he's obviously putting up numbers. And
I was going to say, here's a great thing. Mm-hmm. The dude practices every day. Want to miss a rep, doesn't want to come out of the game, doesn't want to come out of practice. It's been unbelievable.
All right, well, Blake, we're all going to be watching 6:40 tonight on True TV against Wagner. Good luck, and hopefully, you know, your boys stay healthy, shoot the ball well, and hopefully we're talking later tonight about a matchup against the Tar Heels, bro.
No doubt, man. We're going to let it fly.
Yes, you are.
All right, man. Best good of luck, man. Coach. Pulling for you out there. It's Kenny Blakeney,
see you,
Howard's
coach.
Men's basketball coach. They take on Wagner tonight in Dayton, so be sure to fill out your brackets. Valdez has posited your bracket is invalid if you're not picking the first four games, so get those filled out. Don't forget, coming up at 8:45, we'll talk Washington Capitals hockey with Alan May. Next, we'll do EB's entertainment page on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, Alan May from Monumental Sports Network will join us. He will talk about the Caps heater that they are officially on right now. They are the number two wild card in the East right now after winning in Calgary. Ovi gets on the board twice. He's now at 21 goals on the season.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
He just keeps chugging along. That's what he does.
See if he can get, like, he can get at least four more, right? To get to 25.
15 games left. I don't think that's an unreasonable ask.
Couple power play goals here and there.
The current streak he's on, he might get, like.
Don't jinx him. Don't jinx him.
I don't know.
You're going to jinx him.
Seven or eight. He might do this. Might tickle 30.
Right.
Tick might.
15 games left. Thinking 5 to 6 more.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think that's a crazy ask.
By the way, you're going to be all over DC today, right? Because you're doing your bit with your Social Security number, and
yes.
You're coming back for the Wiz game tonight.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You just a schmoozing.
Today is my It might be.
I think. Aren't you hanging out with like Michael Winger and all those guys? Like, they're going to stop by?
I think that they're allegedly coming by the suite at some point.
All right.
Yeah.
They're good dudes.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Are you
What's the other guy's name? It's Winger and
Will Dawkins.
Yeah, Will Dawkins. He's a great
good
dude.
Good dude.
Yeah.
Are you pondering not going down to Minnesota Avenue and just going to the police department?
No. He's already dead set.
I can't
change that guy.
I need to get to the root of the problem.
I feel like the
root of the problem lies here. In the District of Columbia.
Okay. All right. Good luck.
Right.
There's a scammer amongst us. If you know who's using my silly name, image, and likeness, please let me know. Let me know who this scammer is.
A lot of that
is.
Going on, man.
Yeah, I know.
I've had to change my credit card for like the third time in less than a year.
But let's talk about more encouraging, uplifting things in the entertainment page, which is, of course, sponsored.
Oh, I always
it's not always uplifting.
Here's the reason.
I got it. The entertainment page driven to you by, of course, BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest.
Nice.
2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Let me see. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. There you go. 2.99% interest. All right, that works.
99.
All right, so I know Drabby is intrigued. I have to say I am a bit too on this Kate Middleton saga. And, you know, after the doctored photo, there had been like a sighting of her like kind of from a distance in a car. Okay. Well, then yesterday she was allegedly seen in a new video where she was like shopping with William.
Mm-hmm.
And the conspiracy theorists are out, and you might have to count me amongst them because it does not look like her.
It didn't look like her when I saw it.
It does not look like her.
It's an elaborate fake.
Now, a lot of celebs, believe it or not, royalty, presidents. We know Putin has body doubles. A lot of people have body doubles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you. It doesn't look like her. Hmm. Now, there's thoughts. It's like just a flat-out body double. Or it could be somebody wearing a mask.
Are some people theorizing that Kate Middleton is dead?
Nobody knows. What's going on? Why did this woman fall off the planet when she had this vague abdominal surgery in January?
We need a proof of life.
And if you look
Jason.
At this, if you look at this video of her, honestly, it does not look like her.
Because Kate Middleton's kind of tall.
I don't know about anything about
maybe
that.
Somebody
I
stole
think
she's her,
I think her face looks different.
But the video I saw, she didn't look like she was very tall.
What Drabby, you've seen it. What is your
what, are you talking
conclusion?
About the farm?
Yes.
From Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah, but I saw images of her. It wasn't a video, like a blurry video.
No, I mean pictures. Like here, like this picture.
Oh yeah, I see that. That
yeah. That does not look like her.
No, but the pictures I saw on Saturday.
Well, there's
like
other
her.
Pictures that look like they're older that
she's
I've
not,
seen.
She's not dead.
I'm not saying she's dead.
She was at the farm on Saturday with witnesses.
I'm not saying she's dead.
They dragged her out there to put on a show.
Or they dragged out a body double.
No.
Was it a petting zoo?
Have you seen, hold on, have you seen those elaborate masks that the CIA uses?
Yes, I've seen Mission Impossible.
Yeah, yeah, Mission Impossible, yeah, Tom rips it off.
Yes,
No, like, you think you're seeing somebody, and it's like a girl or something. Like a totally different person.
Hold on, wait a
second. You're wowed by the woman, the reporter who went and saw George Herbert Walker Bush in the Oval Office and took off her mask like 30 years ago.
Did you see that? Did
I've
you,
seen
you,
it,
You looked
yes.
it up after I talked to you about it.
Well, I know you were really impressed by something that happened 30 years ago.
Well, can you imagine how good it is now?
Technology's come
Kate
so
Middleton
far.
Kate Middleton is not dead.
I'm not saying she's dead.
All he's just saying that wasn't her.
It's just
a circus of misinformation.
I don't think she's dead.
People are saying that the flag is half-mast above Buckingham Palace. Wasn't true. BBC logo is black. It's been black for months and months and months.
I don't know what you're speaking of. And I'm not suggesting she's dead. Some people think
now,
she's
here's,
dead.
Here's the thing.
I don't doesn't think she's dead.
Doesn't matter how much it resembled her, even if it is her, people would have found a way to critique it. It was going to be a conspiracy no matter
unless she comes to the microphone or she sits down and does an interview with somebody. I need to see her in a sit down and talk about her tummy tuck or whatever was going on.
I don't know
why it's such a big secret. Now there are rumors that he was cheating on her. They're disgusted by those rumors apparently. Who knows?
Well, this is why it's the same circus is what killed his mom. Like, this same nonsense of people chasing after them. And it's the same reason Harry lives in Canada or California, where the hell he lives now.
Did you see? I didn't know. This is another conspiracy theory. I can't confirm this, but I just saw this, like, fleetingly like last night or this morning.
Okay.
That allegedly Diana wrote in her diary or somewhere that she thought Charles was going to kill her in a staged car accident.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know anything about that.
Can you imagine? That Charles was so bitter.
I believe that Don Charles is going to kill me in a stage car wreck.
Now, there's also rumors.
It definitely didn't sound like that.
That they had to debunk that Charles died.
Yeah, I know. That was like all weekend.
We're wasting too much mental energy
on the Royals.
On the Royals.
It's kind of interesting.
That is correct. You shouldn't be that interested in it.
I'm kind of interested.
I know. I don't know why.
Well, Drabby loves it. When I see a person that doesn't look like her.
I was interested, saw the videos and pictures. And now I'm uninterested.
Okay. All right.
No longer interested.
Hey, everybody's different.
Does Cakes remember the name of Diana's boyfriend?
Dodi Fayed.
What did he own?
He owned Harrods.
Look at you.
Department store.
Yeah. Well, Big Silly. Yeah. His father, I think.
Maybe his father.
His father owned it.
You know what?
Right?
I'm ashamed that I know that much about the case.
Isn't Harrods like that spot where you literally could go in there and buy anything? You could buy like Tiffany. Maybe. Or you could buy anything. You buy like milk.
It's like a silly Nordstrom.
I think you
I've never
anything.
Been never been to London. I don't know. Yeah. Can't speak.
Never
on,
will go to
can't
London.
Can't speak on Harrods.
You never You'll will. Never
I'm out on London. Yep.
You're out. Why?
Yeah. It's because I don't like to go anywhere.
Okay.
And I don't want to be in a on a flight for 7 hours.
Okay.
Unless I'm going to Pebble. It's the only place I'll go to five or 6 hours.
Understood. You might want to consider whether or not you're flying on a Boeing or not, because they're doing. You know what? Somebody's out to kill Boeing. Because they're getting just murdered every day. This is probably something that could happen if you have like a fleet of, I don't know, a million planes.
Mm-hmm.
But every time there's an incident, now they're reporting it. Apparently there was an Alaska Airlines Boeing, 737 or something that landed. And the cockpit window cracked.
Call Safe Flight. They hooked my windshield with the quickness.
They better call.
That thing was done with so quick.
They better call somebody better than Safe Flight.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace. They're no joke.
How did it take like an hour?
I think it was an hour.
Really? Wow.
Dropped it off. I walked down Goody Drive, which I don't recommend because that's a butt busy road.
You're not really supposed to walk on that road.
It's not designed for pedestrian traffic.
Right.
I walked to a little
dive. Wait till you go to Minnesota Ave.
Like a little dive diner. Had lunch. Walked back. Brand new windshield. Zero cracks.
Nice.
All the cracks gone.
Dude, I went to my barber yesterday, and there were like six donks in there.
Okay.
I was bitter.
Hold on. He had six guys in front of you?
Waiting.
Mm. Oh, well, then you turn around immediately.
No, but he had no assistants. But here's what I know. He's the world's fastest hair cutter.
Okay.
He's the world's fastest barber. He mowed through him with the quickest. And I sat down. And I'm telling you, I had a mop.
Yeah.
You saw my mop.
Sure.
He was done with me in less than 5 minutes.
Really?
Less than 5 minutes. And it was $20. And then I gave him a $7 tip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Seemed reasonable, right? Yeah. For a 5 minute haircut.
Yeah. Mm. Guy's raking it in.
I mean, how long does it take when you go to the barber? It's probably 20 minutes or something. And kind of like.
Probably less than that.
Just piddle around a little bit. He didn't piddle around at all.
Well, he's got six hee-haws lined up waiting for haircuts. He's got to work quickly. Minutes.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I was done in less than five. And, you know, he just zoom, 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 zoom. And then he did a little clipping here and did my bangs.
Is there any chance you can schedule an appointment with that donk?
Well, there's probably don't take appointments.
Because well, with my personal
just probably
stylist,
just take walk-ins.
I text him and say, when do you have a silly open appointment?
Oh, no. There's
no
appointment.
There's six
I don't sit there in chairs and wait.
No, I sit there in chairs and
wait.
And he has terrible TVs in there and there's nothing to do. Old magazines. It's hurting.
Mm-hmm. Are you intrigued by the death of John Barnett, the Boeing whistleblower that's everyone's talking about?
Of course.
Seems butt shady. Something's up with it.
Of course.
What are they claiming?
Well, he was murdered. He was murdered.
They're claiming suicide, correct?
Yeah, they put a gun in his hand.
Where did it happen?
Charleston, South Carolina,
right,
in the middle of the deposition.
They're saying a self-inflicted gunshot wound, right?
Yeah, but his hand was still on the trigger.
Right, they which say they that say never happened.
Never yeah. happened.
The gun is never in your hand yeah. when you shoot. I mean,
sounds shady
yeah,
to
I mean,
me.
Like, whoever well, stages of course scene, it's shady. Don't they know to throw the gun a few feet away from his hand instead of having it curled up in his hand? Yeah. His cold, dead hand.
Yeah.
But why would Boeing donk him off in the middle of the testimony? It would be butt obvious.
It might
that
not
it would
be Boeing. It might be a shareholder. Or it might. I mean, who knows? I have no idea. I doubt it's Boeing.
Well, but Boeing is getting put through the ringer
you know
right
what?
Now.
Yeah.
I don't fly a lot, obviously. I need to book exclusively on Airbus, I think. Going
is that a different company? That's a different
That's a European company.
Yeah.
Problem is they probably cater mostly to European airlines.
The Boeing donk, he said that they were doing checks. They were finding like 500 things. 500 things wrong, and they're like, no, do it again. And then they give them like a half hour. Then they can only find like 20 things.
I guess only 20 is better than 500 issues
they're
wrong.
They're like, everything's shady. Everyone lies. I'm coming out with a t-shirt. I've been saying it for years.
Still waiting.
Everybody lies. This is a weird
bit. By the way, have the original EB t-shirts slowed down since he left and went to
Oh, I'm
to
sure
LA.
They have. Like,
yeah, but I have.
Has that killed that business?
I have coffee mugs. And,
okay. Know, all right.
Somebody just got a new mug for me.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Okay. But believe me, they're not flying off the shelves anymore. They're not flying off.
Yeah, that didn't last very long. but you're kind of glad. You're kind of happy it didn't last very long.
Yeah, I mean, I knew
it
was
you're
a joke.
The only EB in
I
town
was
now.
Here before him, and I know I was going to be here after him.
Got it.
He can't even coach in the league now.
No.
Been banished to college.
Yep.
Richard Simmons is doing a weird bit. He disappeared, which is a weird bit.
Not my accountant, Richard Simmons.
Another conspiracy theory here?
No, there's no conspiracy, but he kind of disappeared for years. I think they might even have done a documentary about him, like, where's Richard Simmons? He just disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Got him
and now
right here.
He's like,
I found
he's
him.
Posting randomly on social media, and he posted, please don't be sad. He wrote, I am ... dying.
Anything made you look more fat.
but then he continued, oh, I can see your faces now. The truth is we are all dying. Every day we live, we're getting closer to our death.
Did you hijack his Twitter? What's going on
no.
here?
Finally, I starved and lost 123 pounds in 2.5 months and almost died.
I remember, you know what's funny? I had this exact conversation with my father.
Right.
I remember I was breaking his balls like when he turned like 50 or something.
Right.
Like younger than me now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you're getting older every day.
Yeah.
You know what he did? He looked right at me and he said, so are you, buddy.
Sage words from your pops.
Right.
Like,
and that was
they
like,
are.
I was like, whoa.
Like when those guys behind the glass goof on us for getting old, right, they're aging at the same rapid rate.
And Valdez, he might be aging at a rapider rate.
Rapider.
He very well could be.
Love it.
All right. We were entertained by the EP.
Thank you, of course.
Don't forget, Alan May is going to join us next. We'll talk about the Caps heater. They are currently in the number 2 wild card spot in the East after their win last night in Calgary. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Don't forget, tomorrow you can join us, yes, the Junks, for a free private screening of Roadhouse starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. That's at Icon Tyson's. High noon tomorrow. Free popcorn and soda as well. First come, first serve. We hope to see you there tomorrow. Time to head to the BetQL guest hotline. Welcome in our pal, Alan May, Capitals analyst for Monumental Sports Network. Alan, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, guys. Good morning.
Alan, are you surprised that we are talking about the second wild card in the East, Washington Capitals, after their heater of a road trip where they wound up 3-2? They punished the Calgary Flames last night, get a big 2 points on the road. It's pretty surprising to me because about a month ago, this team had about a 7% chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah, did you think, you know, 3 weeks ago we'd be talking about them officially in the wild card standings?
Well, I think the last time I was on, I talked about how cyclical this team is. And, you know, they would have a bad 7-10 game stretch and then a great 10-game stretch or thereabouts. And, you know, they were in a bad cycle. And, you know, when they lose, they seem to lose bad. You know, in their last 15 games, they're 10-4-1. And in three of those losses alone, they had 18 goals scored against them. And you look at that, and then they win. So I try never to get too high, never get too low on the results of their games, because to me, a loss is a loss. And so many people throw in the towel when they get pummeled. But in a seven-game playoff series, it doesn't matter the scores of the games. It just matters that you get the game-winning goal. Although I do think getting their ass kicked as bad as they did in Edmonton early last week taught them a lesson that there's only one way that they can play, and that's defensively. They don't have to be super physical. They just have to be smarter defensively. They can't hang each other out to dry. They can't create odd man rushes against. And by and large, the last three games have been textbook defensive hockey. There's been no panic. The younger players have stepped up. I think last night, 9 guys in the roster, 26 or younger. I've seen more, you know, jump in the step of the older players because they're not putting themselves in foot races where they've got to chase jersey numbers. So I'm loving what I'm seeing in the last three games. And as they come home for the next few, they've really got to take advantage of what's in front of them. But once again, nothing's going to be easy for this team. Everything's got to be about hard work, discipline, the details of the game. And they should be able to squeeze it out. If they get away from that formula, they wouldn't deserve to be in the playoffs. But if they stick to what they've done the last three games against Seattle, Vancouver, and Calgary, they've got a formula to win some hockey games down the stretch.
Alan, I like that you touched on the fact that younger players are contributing. And that was a huge issue with former coach Peter Laviolette. Like, he would always lean on the veterans, reluctant to play the young guys. But Spencer Carver has been forced to play the younger guys, guys like Hendrix LaPierre and company, Miro up from Hershey. He's had to lean on those guys and work them in with the older core of this team. And it's just something Laviolette refused to do last year.
Yeah, and that got frustrating at times. And, you know, the best thing for a player, if he's not even going to get a jersey, is he should be in Hershey, the younger players. And we learned with Connor McMichael, the best thing for him, and basically I felt it was a few wasted years with him where he should have been a Hershey the entire time, honing his craft and developing his game. And we just see how important that playoff run was for them, getting 2 extra months of hockey. I think they played 26 I'm not sure how many playoff games they played in Hershey, but it was a lot. And you learn about the sacrifice, you know, how much every play matters without the puck, the importance of blocking shots, taking hits to make plays. And these players, they look completely different. Hendricks LaPierre used to just depend on speed and probably thought he was going to be a 100-point guy. But when we see the details in his game now, the stopping on pucks, the speed defensively that he uses, it's not just about one-way speed. It's about two-way speed with him. So the growth and maturity of the players, I think Miro has still got a ton of learning and growing to do before he's ready, I think, to be anointed a full-time guy. But I like what I see. I'm loving what I see out of Connor McMichael this year. Completely different player. And he's deserving of all the ice time he gets. He's a valuable guy in the penalty kill. He gets out on the second unit power play. He plays in all-important five-on-five situations. And knowing your role is one of the things that makes you an NHL player. If you don't accept your role, you're not going to be very successful because coaches aren't going to like you. But all of a sudden, you start to thrive and believe in, you know, what your important role is. You know, we're all big goal scorers in junior hockey. We're all big goal scorers in collegiate. But you've got to figure out what your game is and how to expand on your role. When the coaches give you a role, like if you could ask someone, hey, would you rather be a fourth-line player in the National Hockey League for 12 years, making about the league minimum, we'll say, which is, you know, in a couple of years, that's going to be $1 million a year, guaranteed money. Do that, or you want to be the guy that's in the minor leagues getting called up for 3 or 4 games. I take the fourth-line role, thrive on it, learn to thrive in my 12 minutes of ice time a game, and you're going to have a pretty damn good career, and teams are going to want you, and coaches are going to want to play you.
You know, Alan, we were talking about it earlier. The fact that the Caps were sellers, you know, when was that? 3-4 weeks ago, whenever the hell that was. Kuzi, I think we agree here anyway. It's probably best for all concerned if he find a new spot, whatever. That's fine. But do you think they wish they could still have Manta if they knew they'd be where they are right now?
You know, he was playing so well this year, and basically it was all 5-on-5. But I don't think they have any regrets right now because – You gave opportunity. So if you're getting that jersey, you're getting an opportunity. And I really liked what Manta, I loved his attitude. I loved the way he fought back to save his career. Well-deserved, all the success he's had. But we wouldn't be getting these young guys in the lineup right now. And so that's just part of the change of the team. You know, what was he going to want in a new contract? Because he had some power in the negotiations now being a 20-plus goal scorer. So you still got to worry about salary cap situations. I agree that it was time for Kuzi to go. I'm happy he's doing well. I hope he doesn't do too well in his first game back in here. But we all know how talented he was. We didn't see that for a few years. We didn't see the effort, the detail in his game. And he didn't look happy. Obviously, he had some issues off the ice. And hopefully he gets all the help he can get in that regard and win that battle. But the biggest thing is the guys that are wearing this jersey right now, these are the same guys that are they're winning games, and as I said, 10-4-1 in their last 15. That's not too bad.
That's right. Valuable points. Does the next 3 games concern you? Now, they're all home games, but it's Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, and then that Sunday game's an early game, 12:30, dropping the puck. So against 3 really good teams.
Well, the good thing with it is that every team coming in the next 3 games plays the night before.
Okay. Wow.
Toronto plays in Philly tonight. And then Carolina, I think, plays in Philly on Thursday night. And then I think, who do we got left?
Winnipeg. Winnipeg.
Winnipeg. And I think Winnipeg plays on the island on Saturday night.
Wow.
So when you look at that, the back-to-back, the second half of the back-to-back is really tough, especially on the road when you're doing back-to-back road games. So the biggest thing you just got to worry about is this first game against Toronto. And the formula against them has to be defense because they've got some incredible players. They got the best goal scorer in the league right now, and Austin Matthews coming in hot. They've got to stifle him all game. They can't get caught playing a track meet because one thing, anytime they've gotten these track meet games, they've gotten kicked really bad. And there's now a formula in front of them. There's an identity that they must follow and adhere to and play to be successful. And I'm telling you what, last night they bored the living daylights out of the Calgary Flames fans. They weren't even yelling at the refs when they were upset last night. They just sucked the life out of the building. They sucked the life out of the building in Vancouver, who's a very exciting hockey team. And it's no fun to watch when it's in your home arena, but that's how they're going to have to play here They hardly hit last game. They only were credited with 10 hits last night. They played really sound defense in their own zone. They didn't give up a lot of high dangers. Against Vancouver the other night, they only allowed 10 high danger shots all game, and they ended up with 11. And Vancouver normally gets around 20 high dangers a game. That means shots from in the inner slot area, lower, closer to the net. And they've been forcing teams to the outside. And we know how pathetic that can look when you're on the other side of it. So right now they've got a formula they've got to stick to. They can't deviate from it, and they will be successful if they stick to that.
Alan, we have to run, but we have to give a quick hat tip to Ovi. Two more goals. He's now the third player in NHL history to have at least 20 goals in 19 straight seasons. So there was a lot of writing him off early in the season. Ovi's getting old. He's going to finish with at least mid-20s, close to 30 in goals, and he just continues to chug down the tracks toward history at this point.
Yeah, and his play has been a lot better, but I saw a reporter in Edmonton last night trash it, like, why are we celebrating his 20th goal in 19 seasons for being an old hockey player? Well, that's exactly why you celebrate it. The consistency that's there, it hasn't been the perfect year for him, but he's getting hotter at the right time. The last half of the season, his quality of play has been way better. I really liked how he played on this road trip. He was all in on the details of the game. He's getting to the net. The power play starting to work, and that's a good sign for the Caps going down the stretch here.
Alan, we always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon, man. Thanks so much.
Take care, guys.
Yep, right, that's buddy. Alan May, Caps analyst for Monumental Sports Network. When we come back, we'll talk some NCAA tournament. We'll be joined by Hunter Dickinson from the University of Kansas. He'll join us next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.